Cystic patients by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 4/29/22. The name of the patient is David Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. This is Cardiocare Associates Leadhead. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space Gibson space D. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 4/29/22. Referring physician, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P-1-L. Woodham, W-O-O-D-H-A-M, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 63-year-old male with dyspnea, with his correction, 63-year-old male with history of hypertension and increased dyspnea. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, poor R wave progression, comma, nonspecific STT wave changes, baseline blood pressure, parentheses, hydralazine 100 milligrams, Q8H, close parentheses, 120 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 3 minutes and 16 seconds, semicolon 16 seconds, into stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 129, parentheses, 82% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70, but with an immediate post-peak blood pressure of 180 over 70. The patient had a peak blood pressure heart rate at peak stress of 180. The patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 180.060, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue and the correction. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, but experienced dyspnea, progressive dyspnea during stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea, fatigue, and inability to continue with stage 2 of stress. The patient exhibited poor to fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 5.5 to 6 METs. The patient had a blood pressure 180 over 70 and a heart rate of 122 in the immediate recovery period with likely a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress for the level of stress attained. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with failure to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115 over 60 and a heart rate of 85 at the end of the recovery period. There was an APC at the start of stress and VPCs and APCs at peak stress and into early recovery. Correction, at peak stress and in the cool-down period, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion tremolo exercise stress test to 82% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by the failure to attain 85% maximum projected heart rate, but notably there were no ECG changes of ischemia to the patient's functional capacity. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but did experience dyspnea with stress. Dyspnea likely related to a deconditioned response to exercise as well as the development of hypertension at peak stress. 3, the patient exhibited poor to fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 5.5 to 6 METs. 4, the patient had significant hypertension recorded just after the stop of exercise, just after post-peak exercise, correction, four, the patient was noted to have significant hypertension in the immediate recovery period, consistent with, in effect, a blunting of blood pressure response to stress on current medication. The patient had attenuated heart rate response to exercise with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. Findings potentially related to a deconditioned response to stress, as well as the possibility of some conduction disease with chronotropic incompetence. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormes, MD.